thought if I didn't get up, I'd be thinking about it all day tomorrow and force myself to, and it'd be stressing me out. So my name's Emma. I'm really interested, I don't know if it's really a question, but I did a meditation course, a retreat, last year in July, and I guess it was a combination of insight and vipassana. So I don't understand it all well enough to understand all the differences, but and sort of since then, every so often I think about the notion of love and how it fits into the Buddhist teachings. And I don't mean love in terms of love for all beings. I mean more that love between a man and a man, or a man and a woman, and a woman and a woman. So, because love, I guess, is about connecting with someone and being sort of deeply entwined with them and being committed to them. But then a lot of the teachings are about letting go of things. And it might fit in a bit with sort of Lisa's inquiry last night about views, and at what point are we actually holding on to our views but letting go of how we express them and that sort of thing. But I don't know, I'm interested.
Okay, in say thoughts. A little bit about your experience of this.
I knew you'd ask me that. I was thinking about everyone, though, because lots of people in this room would be in some kind of relationship or have been in the past.
Yes, but you're the one sitting up
I
here.
I know. I'm doing this for you. at the moment, I'm madly in love with someone and have been for quite a while, which is a beautiful thing. I've definitely noticed I've changed a bit in this love affair with him, because I guess some of my decision-making matrices and my priorities have shifted, because he's a part of my life, and other parts of me that would have been there beforehand are less so. But I sort of see that as the harmony in it, in being in love with someone. We make changes in the way that we do things in order to fit them in. But more what I'm interested in is, say, like Buddha and other people like that, you know. Like other, certainly the two teachers who I had on the course previously they didn't have partners, and it was a conscious choice. And I'm not sure about you, but I know, well, Christopher has been a monk previously, and
he's also had partners.
Yeah. But I don't know. Well, I assume you had, because you got kids. But I guess thinking about that sort of that journey or that pathway towards where Buddha was, where he got to. For me, that's certainly not a pathway that I'm endeavouring to be on.
Okay, so let's start with love. There's many forms of love.
Yeah.
And the love that you're describing is romantic love.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I meant. That was one of the words I was going to say before when I was thinking about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, there's romantic love. Yes, there's the love that we have for our children. Yes, there's the love that we might have for a mother and father. Mm. Yes, there's the love for friends. There's many forms and levels of love. And of course, there's the love that we hear spoken about, metta, loving kindness. There's selfless love. Mm-hmm. And love that is unconditioned or not dependent upon conditions. So your question was, where does relationship and romantic love fit in? Mm. When you really are with your lover, and there's a very sacred, exquisite meeting between the two, what's the feeling of the heart?
It's elation. created, and
yes,
I guess it's really alive in that shared exchange with someone. I mean, my heart feels alive doing other things as well, whether that's with other people or on my own. But it's just such a profound connection with another being that is kind of unique to that person. Like, I wouldn't have that kind of heart response in an exchange with you. I mean,
oh,
and I think that's Jeff.
Yeah. I agree.
And you're lovely and you're gorgeous, but
yeah.
Thank you.
So I think it's, for me, part of that inquiry is about that it's different with that one person.
Yes. Yes.
Whereas with everyone else, certainly with my mum, it's different to one of my closest friends, but I feel like that relationship you have with your lover is entirely different to any of all the other ones. Mm-hmm. It sort of really mm-hmm. sits separately.
Okay, so it's a very intimate relationship.
Yeah.
There's an exquisiteness. What else? You feel elated?
Yeah.
What else?
I guess comforted and understood.
Yes. And, so there's empathy.
Yeah. Exploratory, like I feel really fortunate with him that we explore ideas and questions and ways of being, and
yes,
fun. Yeah.
So does this romantic love ever touch the sacred or the divine?
I don't know much about divinity, but I would say it touches sacredness for me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you say just a sentence or two about that, when love touches sacredness?
I wasn't expecting it to go here.
That was foolish, wasn't it? When love with your lover, with your partner, touches sacredness. Please speak.
It's a little bit, I guess it's a bit complete. I just remember this beautiful Greek myth that I learnt at university, which described, I'm not going to go into it now, but it described how when back in the olden days of Greek mythology, human beings were actually two heads on the one body and four arms and four legs and two hearts and everything. And then they became too powerful for the Greek gods and they stopped worshipping them, so the Greek gods split them in half. And then after that, human beings were forever looking for the other half of their body. It's sort of like, you know, opposite, you know,
beautiful.
Filling in. Yeah, that just... And with him, I feel like that, and I believe I have the capacity to feel like that with other people as well. I don't think it's just the one man who I feel that sort of sense with. But
okay, so when you feel that sense of connection, of the preciousness of the sacred,
mm-hmm.
what happens to the self?
I guess, yeah, there's less, it's kind of the self is, it's not so much the self, it's the self and the other, and that's what I find interesting because I don't know how that fits in with the practice.
So what happens to self and other when you really kiss your lover?
Well, there's oneness with someone else.
There's this wonderful meeting,
yeah.
And self and other fall away. At that moment, this precious meeting, does love have a limit?
don't know. Take it out to the floor. I don't know.
Sorry, you're up here.
There's people here with more wisdom and experience than me.
I'm asking you. Does love have a limit? In that moment of really being present, utterly and totally, in the immediacy of the experience of the exquisite meeting with another, where self and other subside.
I guess it doesn't in that moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it does.
No.
And I'm not just talking about lovemaking here, just for everyone. I don't know what you're thinking.
You see, in the Buddhist tradition, they don't talk much about this, but in the tradition...
This is the thing.
Yeah, that's why you asked the question. Yeah. And but, of course, in India, there's Radha and Krishna. There's Shiva and Parvati and so on. There's all these, you know, wonderful couples.
Mm.
And so the divinity of love is recognised and symbolised in this way. So, let's go the next step. You said love in that moment is limitless.
Mm-hmm.
It has no limit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's what it feels like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
And that's all that matters.
Okay.
As long as it's shared.
Ah, that's the next bit. If love is limitless, what does that insight mean for your life?
That there's always room for more of it. I'm not sure.
Yes, you said as long as it's shared.
Oh, they mean that there's lots more people that I can love? What? No.
Now it's my turn to say we're not talking about sexual intimacy.
I knew that.
Okay. If love is limitless.
Yeah.
And you said there's lots of it to share.
Yeah.
But love doesn't have a limit. Love isn't just limited to your one partner.
Mm-hmm.
So take a little look around the room and share the love. That wasn't enough.
Well, I've got lots of bunks in my room now. Everyone's moved out, so we can have a slumber party.
Okay, so are you left with any questions?
Not really, no. I'm afraid what you might ask. Yeah, no, that just sort of helped me flesh it out a bit more and see how there is, space and accommodation for romantic love in the Buddhist practice. Sort of is not something that's ever spoken about.
Thank you.